Hey, welcome to the Sugar Hill Weekday Podcast. We're glad you're here. My name is Bobby McGraw. Thanks for joining us. Pastor Chuck and I have thoroughly enjoyed preparing these each day, and we trust they're a blessing to you. And if they are, feel free to share these. There should be a share button close by to where you're listening to this, and just invite other people to experience these weekday podcasts. Would it surprise you if I told you that God laughs? Psalm 2 verse 4 says this, "He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord shall hold them in derision." God has a sense of humor, but his laughter is the kind that is born of judgment. It's the laughter of derision, the laughter of irony. You may ask, what is God laughing at? Well, what he's laughing at is earthly kings and earthly rulers who come together and they shake their fist at his throne and they tell him they don't want him to rule over them. Check out Psalm 2, verses 2 and 3. It says, "The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us burst their bonds together. Let us cast away their cords from us." God laughs at them because he knows man cannot survive without submitting to his authority. Man is made in the image of God, and if he fights against him, he fights against himself. Man, in his rebellion, tries to make God in his own image. He thinks God can be treated with disdain and with disobedience, and God laughs. We can laugh when we read the headlines or we watch TV and we see all the news reports. We can see a world in turmoil, a world that in many ways is united against God, but we laugh because he is still on the throne. Verse 6 says it this way, "As for me, I have set my king on Zion, on my holy hill." Jesus Christ is God's king. He's on the throne. And so when we look at the nations around us that are in turmoil, as we look at the world around us that's in chaos, as people unite against God, we can smile. In fact, we can laugh. They're fighting a losing battle. Jesus is still on the throne of the universe, and we who are believers are seated with him on that throne. As believers, we're to be witnesses for Christ. Sometimes it's difficult to reach a world that's in rebellion and they're trying to pull away from God's authority, but be encouraged today. Your efforts will not be wasted. God is still in control and he's still on the throne, and one day he's going to bring all governments, he's going to bring all earthly powers into submission. Pray that God will use your life to reach others today and to glorify himself. Thanks for joining us today. I hope you'll join us this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. Just go to sugarhill.church to get more details about that. And if you're not able to join us in person, you can still join us live by visiting live.sugarhill.church. Again, that's live.sugarhill.church. Have a great day as you seek to allow God to use your life to reach others.